We're talking with Tamara Gopinski. She is a third grade teacher at St. John's Academy in Jamestown. And Tamara, you're here today to tell us more about this book that you and your third grade class have come up with called Good Night Jamestown. Let's start first. You know, where does an idea come from to write a book, and why something about Jamestown?
Yes. In the beginning of the year, I read a book called Good Night Houston. And there's so many good night books out there in the book world. But after I read it, the book highlighted Houston, and my students are like, we really need a children's book about Jamestown. And they were thinking and brainstorming ideas about how we could make that happen. And it kind of took on a life of its own. And they were really excited. They were looking at different places in Jamestown. It was hard because we didn't want to leave anybody out, but we had to narrow it down so we didn't have a several hundred page book.
Now, Tamara, for those maybe who don't know what the Goodnight books are, I know I've heard of Goodnight Moon before, but, you know, what are these Goodnight books?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's Goodnight Moon, a famous, like a toddler child's book. We've read different, like, Goodnight Zoo books. Those are more like books I read to my two-year-old and my little children here in my own house. The Goodnight Houston book that we read highlighted different places throughout Houston. It had like a special kind of rhyme and cadence to it, which the students really liked how that book flowed. And we were able to take a similar cadence, but change the words so that we had to really watch out for, want to be careful with copyright. And we discussed and learned about that in class. And we were able to make it work with being Jamestown specific. So we highlighted different things from the world's largest buffalo to different restaurants in town and different businesses as well.
So you sat down, of course, with the third grade class. It sounds like they were the ones that were like, you know what, we need to have a Goodnight Jamestown book. Was it a brainstorming thing? Was there a couple classes dedicated to this over the school year? And how did the third graders sit down and say, well, we should talk about this? And how do you narrow that down?
Oh, it was definitely a project. I mean, I would say it was an all-year project through several classes. Initially, it started out as the students were the obvious catalyst for this. As they did this, I'm like, okay, we can get behind this. I can make this happen with you. And initially it was just brainstorming like who or what would we want to feature in our book to really highlight our city, because, you know, it's important to share about our town. And since we're a little bit smaller town, or like, I don't think there's a book like this written for our city. And how cool would it be? You know, the students were saying that if we could really, you know, focus on it and make that happen. And it initially started as just making a list on the board of all the different places. And I mean, it was quite the extensive list, and then narrowing it down. And actually the project changed as we went. It started as small groups. We were thinking maybe we could write several versions of it. And then in order to make it happen and be more cohesive, we had to turn it into one book, and that changed throughout the year. And as we got going, we had a wonderful, our counselor, who also worked as a paraprofessional in our classroom, she took on kind of like the art projects. And then I worked with students on the words. So we would kind of do different small groups with students. And we did a lot of rhyming, and working on how do we put this all together. And we learned there were times dedicated to showing the students. We talked about how do you find a legitimate ISBN for the book. So I walked them through how we did that. We purchased that. You have to go, there's a special Bowker website that you do that with. And there's different ways you can do this through Amazon. But after lots of research we found we wanted to go that route. There's a Library of Congress. We learned how to do a Library of Congress control number, which not all books have this, but we wanted to go full in. So we learned that there's an application process, and we got permission from parents because we're dealing with children, and parents were very wonderfully supportive in the process, because the Library of Congress is a whole application process where you have to fill in names, and the children are, you know, listed as illustrators, and it's a pretty amazing process. And then we went through several I'd share with the class where we were at, because we had to create this, and they'd give input and vote and see like the best way and look for this. And then there was also research about the different places in town once we narrowed it down. So there was an actual part in the back of the book that has facts about Jamestown as well. So not only do you have like the rhyming part of the book and kind of a poem, you also have like different ways you can learn about those places at the back without taking away from the poem of the book.
Well, what an amazing, obviously, project. Now we have, you know, published, you know, authors and illustrators, which is super exciting. Mm-hmm. So the next big question then is, Tamara, we have a published book, we have published authors. Now, where can we get our hands on this book?
Yes. So we ended up going through Barnes & Noble. So online, it can be purchased through Barnes & Noble if you search Goodnight Jamestown. But I personally feel the best place to purchase it locally in town is at the Dakota store. And the lovely people that run the Dakota store are willing to share. It's up at the Frontier Food as well, but the Dakota store has it in town, which is across from the Basilica.
It's so very exciting, obviously, you know, getting the students' names on something like this and the whole process that you went through and with the help from the staff. Now the biggest question I have is, will there be more books? Is this going to be a series with your third graders, or will we possibly see more books down the line?
Well, it was originally when it started to sort of take on a life of its own, and the learning curve was huge because ultimately it's self-published. I mean, it would be amazing to have like a publisher help guide you through the process, but as a class, we were able to learn about how do you publish something like this, and we looked into self-publishing and what that meant, and also making it cost-effective. Because we went one route originally for the books that the students ended up getting and going through, we did like a book reading and a book signing experience for the school. Well, the book signing for us personally as a class, and then the students went around and shared at the school. But then we were able to figure out the Barnes & Noble process, because there's a lot into making a book. There's trim and bleed and all these crazy cool words that we didn't know about until we did this to make it work. And now that I personally know how to do this as a teacher, I am actually very much looking forward to having this as a project in the years to come. So I really do think that we can make this work with other ideas or books. And there's some ideas like that we can still do to focus on Jamestown, or maybe students. I kind of like to let the students guide the process as well. There was talks of a Good Morning Jamestown. So we'll kind of see what the future holds. But yes, definitely, there will be more books. Like anything you do, we just want to highlight Jamestown. I think that's important for the students to take ownership in that and to fall in love with the history of your city as well, and to share it with others. We're so grateful with everybody around the community, because the fact that everything happened so fast, and yet we had a short time frame, because when everything came to kind of fruition, when we realized that we're going to try to do this right, we're like, oh, we, you know, kind of learned that we need to, you know, ask for help and all of that.